Well, of course, for a lot of people, PPE, personal protective equipment, all this sort of stuff is stuff we've been hearing about for probably the first time over the past few weeks and months. But for one company, it's just the stuff they wear day to day. I'm talking, of course, about Amy, based up at Waterbeach, the recycling centre there. And I'm joined on the line by John Twitchen and by Ben Winterbone. Very good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, Ben, you wear this stuff day in, day out as part of your job, is that right?
That is correct, yeah.
And how important is it for PPE to have the right equipment? We keep hearing everyone in government talking about it. We keep hearing everyone in the health service talking about it. But how important is the right PPE and making sure it's fitted right?
Well, it's paramount to your health. If you've got the right PPE, it's brilliant. But if you're not wearing it correctly, it's pointless having it. So it's very important to be having the correct PPE, but also having the correct training behind the PPE so you know you're getting the best protection possible out of the PPE.
Okay, so typically what sort of mistakes do people make? Not fit it right?
Yeah, people can wear PPE wrong, anything from safety boots to RPE, respiratory, face, just having a mask on. People can wear a face mask in so many different ways which they believe that they're getting the right protection from it, but ultimately they haven't had it fitted to their face correctly, so it's not as effective as it should be. So not getting the 100% protection which that bit of PPE can provide to you.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because when we saw, certainly in the early days of the lockdown, and we were being bombarded with pictures of doctors and nurses and their faces after a 12-hour shift wearing PPE, it does seem like it's quite uncomfortable to wear at times. It seems to be a very tight fit around the face particularly. And I'm guessing that some people go, oh, I can't wear it like that. That's far too tight. That's the problem, is it?
With the PPE, people do tend to think if you've got it as tight on your face as possible, that is how it should be. It's not always the case of that. If you've got the mask fitted to your face, it should be comfortable for you to work in. I mean, my boys here who work in the waste department where I work, they have to have the masks on for up to 4 hours at a time before coming out for a break. So they have to have it fitting comfortably to be able to communicate to other staff without having it hurt their face or dig into their face. So you don't have to have it as tight as it can be on your face for it to be effective.
Right, well, that's good news for a lot of people, I'm sure. And you've been sort of very, very busy in the community, taking these skills that you do day to day out and about. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, basically what I've been doing is my mum and my sister work at a doctor's surgery in Downmarket. With all the NHS and the pandemic stuff, what has been going on, I've seen people wearing these surgical masks. I offered my help to the surgery to go and do some face fitting training with them to show the correct wearing of PPE to get the most protection they can get. It was actually my mum who passed it on to her superiors, and they looked into it and went, yeah, that's something which would be highly beneficial to the surgery. And getting some information. It's a quick course. It's not a lot to the course, but it's quite essential for you to be protected. It's a very simple course. It only takes about 15-20 minutes to train someone in the correct wearing of a mask. So I went to the surgery. I've actually been back there twice to do the doctors and some of the nurses who are face-to-face with people coming in and out of surgery. Basically, all it was this is how you wear the mask. I'll put you through a test to show you how well the mask can protect you if you're wearing them correctly. And this is what the protection you will get. And that will indicate with the test, as we go through it all, this is the protection you can get. If you don't wear it right, this is the evidence. And how the test works is a bitter taste and solution. And when I say, put the mask on and I'll come check you, they won't taste the bitter solution until the end when the seal is broken, and that's when they can actually notice a massive difference with having a mask which fits correctly to your face and is actually protecting you from the nasties you could be potentially breathing in.
Right. Now, are there different types of masks? Presumably there are, because there's different manufacturers around the world. Is it sort of once you've been trained that it doesn't really matter which model you're wearing, the same rules apply?
No. Basically, with the face fit itself, the principles are the same with how you put on and wear the mask. but if I face fit you for a certain type of mask, you are face fit to that mask. Then if you change the style of the mask, because there are loads and loads of different styles, different brands, different quality of protection from different masks, but you are only face fit trained to that one particular mask.
Wow, okay.
But the training can be put into use whilst wearing other masks, but you won't be face fit to that mask.
Right. Okay, understood. Well, this is obviously very important. We know just how important it is. We've been seeing and hearing, you know, stories of people who's, you know, been going down with COVID-19 despite the fact they've had the right PPE, but just obviously by the sound of it, not fitted correctly. John, you're offering this as a train the trainers thing for other people if they need it. Is that right?
That's right. If we can help other surgeries, then we'd be, you know, in the local area, we'd be very happy to do that. So what Ben did was part of his volunteering time that you get as an employee, and obviously it's National Volunteering Week this week, so we've got a lot of volunteering going on across the business. But for Amy, you know, volunteering is beyond that week. So, you know, Ben's session in the surgery was a couple of weeks ago, and you know, the offer is really there to support other local surgeries where we can, where we've got capacity to do that. Obviously, the staff are, you know, are well trained. Ben is a trained individual. So, you know, if we can help, we would like to do that.
Lovely. Okay, so people like doctors, dental surgeries, people like that, they can get in touch, can they?
That's right. Yeah, and so you can either email wasteenquiries@amy.co.uk or call the main number at Water Beach, which is 01223 861010. So that's probably the best way of getting in contact with us, and to see if we can assist.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it's lovely to hear that you're able to help in a way like this, because it just strikes me that without the right, without people like you telling us how to do it properly, we're all, you know, there's that false sense of security, isn't there? And that must be a terrible thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well done to you both. Well done to Amy for doing this. And thanks very much indeed for coming on, telling us about it today.
No worries. Thanks very much for having us.
Cheers.
Thanks, Neil.